The ongoing competition with charter schools may have played a role in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools' enrollment slump this year, a district official says. But while some schools came in under projections, some are growing fast. WFAE's Andos Helms has more.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools had expected to grow by a couple of hundred students this year. Instead, numbers released this week show the district shrunk by 465 kids. Akeisha Craven-Howell, the associate superintendent in charge of tracking enrollment, says one cause is easy to spot.
Certainly, we had three new charters open in Mecklenburg County this school year, two K-8s in the Steel Creek area, and one K-8 in Huntersville.
Ever since North Carolina lifted its cap on charter schools in 2011, the state has seen more students choose the independent public schools. Meanwhile, many districts have seen enrollment decline or flatten. The loss of 465 kids in a district as big as CMS isn't a crisis. That's less than 0.5% of this year's 147,000 students. But that loss isn't spread evenly across the county, and a school that comes in well below projections can end up losing teachers. Craven-Howell says her staff is zooming in to tease out causes. Some elementary schools in the fast-growing Steel Creek area of southwest Charlotte came in low, likely because of the new charter schools, she says.
You know, another analysis that we'll be taking a look at in the next couple of weeks is, you know, to the extent that some of our homeschools lost enrollment, are these students that are going into our magnet schools, or are they no longer in the district?
Homeschool is CMS language for a school that has attendance boundaries, often called neighborhood schools. CMS has been increasing its opt-in magnet programs, some of which are located in neighborhood schools. For instance, Whitewater and Northridge Middle Schools added computer science magnet programs last year. Both saw larger than expected growth this year, says Craven-Howell. In West Charlotte, Craven-Howell says Bruns Avenue Elementary and Thomasboro Academy drew more students than expected. And, of course,
we also continue to see growth in South Charlotte, in our high schools in particular. We saw significant growth in the ninth grade at both Myers Park and South Mecklenburg High School.
Myers Park High had almost 3,600 students when the official count was taken on the 20th day of school. Last year, it was North Carolina's largest school, and it's added 178 students since then. South Mech and Ardrey Kell also topped 3,000 students last year and grew again this year. In some cases, CMS can adjust school boundaries to address crowding, but that only works if there's an underfilled school nearby. In South Charlotte, that's not an option because all the neighborhood schools are packed, Craven-Howell says.
Fortunately, in South Charlotte, we've got, you know, multiple new schools opening. The 2017 bond project has an elementary school and a high school. The 2013 bond had a K-8 school.
The school-by-school numbers will almost certainly be scrutinized by families, taxpayers, and elected officials, all of them concerned about where schools are booming, where they're declining, and whether CMS can keep up with the trends. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.